With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really I'm pleased now to be talking with Gloucester Fire Deputy Chief Phil Harvey, a longtime family friend and truth be told, a former student of mine, but Chief, Deputy, this is not why I'm calling tonight, and I wonder if you could give me an update on what happened this morning. My wife and I were on a drive around the back shore in West Gloucester, in East Gloucester, and then we saw the road was shut off on East Main Street for maybe half a mile or more. And then I saw tonight on Channel 5, one of the newscasters was mentioning that there was a fire in Gloucester. So I wonder if you can bring us up to speed, Deputy, as to what happened this morning.
Sure. So we received a call this morning from through the police, as that's their they are our 911 call point.
Mm-hmm.
So they reporting a boat fire at Captain Joe and Sons, which is 95 East Main Street in Gloucester.
Okay.
So a gentleman who ties up down there was down, just happened to be checking his boat this morning, found that a the boat that was tied on the outside of him had smoke showing from below the deck. When we got there, small amount of fire, we were able to move the caller's boat out, pull this other vessel in, and we had to make access to through the floor with a chainsaw, but small fire, we were able to extinguish it pretty quickly. Minimal damage. Gentleman who owns the boat will be able to should be able to get up and get back to work in short order.
Deputies, you're able to take care of this from the shore? You did not have to have a water access?
We did not. We were able to pull the boat into the dock. We did get assistance from the Gloucester Harbor Master and the U.S. Coast Guard out of Station Gloucester came out, and they assisted us with just keeping an eye on our folks. There's always the concern that with a vessel fire, even at the dock, that if one of ours goes overboard, we need to retrieve them quickly.
Oh, my goodness.
They came out. The Coast Guard was able to assist us with determining who the owner of the vessel was. He's apparently someone who's been docking there for quite a while, but this is a new vessel for him.
Mm-hmm.
He actually just brought the boat down from Maine yesterday. He spent 18 hours at sea with it and tied up just several hours before the fire came in.
Can you give me an idea of the size of the vessel and what it's made of and so on?
42-foot. It's a 42-foot. The manufacturer is Duffy. It's a fiberglass vessel,
mm-hmm.
and it's rigged for lobstering.
Oh, okay. It's not a pleasure craft. It's a working boat.
No, this was right. This was at Captain Joe and Sons. That's most of their dockage is commercial vessels.
Mm-hmm. Deputy, the idea, there's such proximity there to so many other things where that boat is tied up. And for you guys as firefighters, what are some of the things that you have to be very careful of? I know there's open water there and there's a place where you can kind of pull stuff in, but you also have to be careful not to to impinge on other either boats or edifices there.
No, correct. There's so obviously there's the other vessels that are docked at that same dock. There's another marina right across the cove there that's in close proximity, and boat fires, particularly fiberglass, the you can get away. They'll get away from you. You can get a lot of heat radiated, and so we have to be thinking ahead with these. If we can get the fire without getting to the other vessels,
mm-hmm.
and how do we move the other vessels out of the way if it begins to get too much for us.
All right, finally, to someone who's not from the area, there was a fire at Beacon Marine not too far from where you are at this point this morning. It's maybe half a mile away, but quite a bit of the road was shut off on East Main Street. Can you tell me, Deputy, why so much road area was blocked off and maybe what the procedure was for your fire engines and your firefighters?
So obviously that area, if you're familiar with the area there, it's very narrow on that part of East Main Street. We had an engine on the on the Captain Joe and Sons property, but we also had to have another one at the hydrant. So we're blocking a fair amount of the road with our apparatus. And with, you know, not knowing what the trajectory of the fire was going to be, you get quite a bit of black smoke when these fiberglass boats get going.
Okay, so you saved the boat and no injuries.
Yep, saved the boat, no injuries. The owner was we were able to turn the boat back over to its owner. He actually lives out of town, so we had to wait a while for him. But he was quite pleased that he didn't lose the vessel. He just bought it, and he's done a lot of work to get it to where it is now. And all in all, turned out well.
Gloucester Deputy Fire Chief Phil Harvey with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.